This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. I've been talking to landowners across the region, and one thing is clear. They want to do what's best for their land, managing it in a way that provides a healthy bottom line while preserving its natural resources for future generations. But navigating the conservation landscape can be complicated. Sifting through information on the numerous technical and cost assistance programs takes time. So does trying out new management techniques. That's where landowner conservation partnerships can help.
Landowners, managers, or conservation workers in an area decide to pool their resources, talk to each other, and through that talking together, there's a synergy that's built that helps to really move conservation and habitat conservation forward. Using the variety of different kinds of conservation funding partnerships or funding mechanisms.
Christopher Roustay is conservation delivery leader for Playa Lakes Joint Venture.
One of the reasons that we have been promoting local conservation partnerships is that we see the synergy that comes from having people gather who are doing work separately, talking to each other, making plans, looking at various funding opportunities, letting each other know about those funding opportunities, and operating off the contacts that each person has means that often you can get more conservation going and be more effective with your conservation dollars than if you were trying to do something alone.
These conservation partnerships typically include ranchers or other landowners, which is to say the people who manage the land needing conservation or habitats improved, and people from federal agencies like Fish and Wildlife Service and Natural Resources Conservation Service, state wildlife agencies and conservation districts, and non-governmental organizations. Pheasants Forever or the Nature Conservancy, people whose organizations have an interest in fostering conservation through technical assistance or COIN. Bill Noonan is Colorado's coordinator for the Partners for Fish and Wildlife program. Bill says, you get a meeting of people representing those interests, and you've got a lot of experience sitting around the table.
There's expertise, whether it's agricultural or wildlife or groundwater hydrology, you can tap into with these varied partnerships. And my personal opinion, it leads to a better designed, more well-thought-out effort that will probably have more sustainability.
Then somebody has to pay for the work.
No one entity is in a position to pay for everything. Getting the job done with a mix of funds from a variety of organizations is the way things tend to be going.
Our topic is landowner conservation partnerships, and in the next several episodes, you'll hear some forward-thinking people tackling some challenging issues in innovative ways. Nebraska's Sandhills Task Force.
It was quite an outreach on the part of cattlemen and the conservation community. They'd historically been at odds and didn't agree on too much, but this group of leaders got together and really tried to come up with some common goals.
The Roger Mills Prescribed Burn Association in Oklahoma.
I burn to get rid of cedars. They're just a plague.
The Canadian River Cooperative Weed Management Group in Texas and Oklahoma and the Comanche Pool Prairie Resource Foundation in Kansas and Oklahoma.
We were able to start going after grants, and the Comanche Pool has received tens of thousands of dollars.
And Colorado's Three Rivers Alliance.
They're looking for both economic and environmental sustainability to preserve their preferred way of life.
Learn more about landowner conservation partnerships and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. On the web at Playa Country, PLAYA, playacountry.org.